Hey baby, it's me. I guess you're still working or drinking with colleagues or whatever it is you're doing in London this week. I don't actually know. You didn't actually tell me, you know. You should give me some kind of an idea of what you're actually doing out there. Anyway, I guess I was just calling to see if maybe I could hear your voice before I went to bed. I've been missing you all day, and I don't know. Hearing you speak your name on the recording just is not sufficient, you know. Well, I did have a minor ulterior motive for my phone call. But before I elaborate on that, you might want to take your phone off speaker. I mean, I know you like to listen to your voicemails, even mine, on speakerphone. But this might be better left private. I was really calling because I've been what all day thinking about you, counting down the minutes and days and hours and seconds until you're back here. And I was hoping that you could help me satisfy an ache, but I guess I'm on my own tonight. But don't worry, I don't want to leave you empty-handed. I think you should be able to enjoy the fruits of my labor, I suppose we should call it. I was wondering, do you remember the last time we fucked before you left? Where I was bent down in the pillows and you were fucking my ass and I came so hard I thought I was going to pass out. Yeah, I was thinking about that this afternoon. I was thinking about that as I slid my fingers between my thighs, feeling how wet I was just at the thought, just at the memory. Sorry, I just pushed that dildo inside me, the metal one, you know, the one, my favorite one. And I used the big end, not the little one, because I love the way it presses against my G-spot when I fuck it. Oh, where was I? Oh. Yeah, my ass was in the air. Yeah, I was enjoying that little memory. And then my mind wandered to the time where we were at the mall. Because I had to buy another fucking goddamn dress for that fucking party of yours. And you came into the dressing room with me. And you peeled that dress off. And suddenly your fingers were between my thighs and my teeth were against your shoulder because I didn't want to make too much noise and let anybody know what we were doing in that dressing room. But you wouldn't let me come. That was always really frustrating. You made me wait. I mean, you didn't make me wait very long since I jumped you in the car and came all over your fingers there, but you've always liked my denial. Yeah, I've got that metal dildo inside me, and I'm thrusting it pretty hard. It's bouncing off my cervix in that delicious way you usually make it do. No, I'm not playing with my nipples today, though. I know you prefer it when I do. I want it too much. I don't want to be gentle. I want it to be rough like I want it to be rough when you come home. Yeah, I think I'm going to use the vibrator on my clit now. I want to come. Maybe if you were here, I'd be more patient, but I just don't have that kind of time. This reminds me of reminds me of that time a couple of weeks ago. You had me on my back and your hand was on my throat and
I kept begging you. I kept begging you to make me come, and you said no. And you kept saying no, but you kept fucking me. Until I came all over your fingers, because... I just couldn't stop myself. Because it felt so fucking... So fucking good. You feel so fucking good. All I want to do is come. All I want to do is come for you. Come with you inside me. Come with you fucking me. Oh, God. Oh, feels so fucking good. Oh, but not as good as you feel. Oh, God. I want your mouth on top of me as I come, muffling. Muffling the sounds I make when I come, because I want to scream your name so fucking loud. I want the whole fucking city to hear how good you are and how hard you make me come for you. I want everybody to know. And I want to show you how much I miss you, because I fucking miss you. I'm gonna come for you. And you're gonna listen to this voicemail. And you're gonna know that I was thinking of you, and my cunt was so fucking wet. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm so... But I wouldn't stop. I wouldn't stop fucking myself. No. But I know you would if you were here. You'd pull out of me, and you'd just stare at me, and make me beg for it. And I would, because I fucking want it so goddamn bad. Normally, I wouldn't beg for it. Normally, I'd just stare at you and watch until you gave in. But not today. No, today I wouldn't have a problem begging you to fuck me so fucking hard that I stop breathing for a minute while I come, and I almost pass out. Oh, God. All I want to do is whisper your name so many times, it's like I've forgotten that there are any other words in the world. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I'm gonna come. I wish you could feel it. I wish you could hear it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. That's so fucking good. It's hitting my G-spot now the way your fingers do when you crawl them inside me. Oh, God. Sorry, I always get giggly after I come with you. Well, I hope you enjoyed your little love note from home, and I guess I'll see you when you get here. Miss you.